Okay. Did not practice. DeMarcus and Emmanuel's did not practice. Limited were Peyton Lewis, Shane, Jordan, OD. And then full participants were Virgil, Ronnie, CJ, and Ryan.
So that's about Emmanuel?
Well, I mean, we're 2 days deep into it, so yeah, I mean, I'd say there's concerns, but I tell you what, I think he'll get there. You know, my gut tells me he'll get there. We knew we were going to go through a week like this, and my expectations are for him to do some stuff tomorrow, and then I know he'll push to play Sunday, so we'll see, you know. But yeah, I think we expected it to go this way this week.
Dealing still with both, like the ankle
and
shoulder,
or is it just probably more his ankle this week coming off the turf, you know, and what happened the first play last week. So, but we'll see if he can work through it. I expect him to work a little bit tomorrow.
How did Peyton look today?
He did good. He was limited in what he did. You know, he took a lot of the early portions of practice. He went through all the things we do in walkthrough and stuff. He did them full speed, you know, those type of things. We could get all our checks and all those things, but. You know, I mean, he looked fine. Hopefully we'll do more tomorrow and see where he's at. He's feeling better today. I know that.
How did Shane look today?
He looked good. He, you know, he full practice and, heck, taking scout team too. So, you know, special teams. So it's not like he was limited at all in anything he's done. So all indications are that he should be there on Sunday, you know, if there's no setbacks.
With a foot injury like Peyton's, if
you look different today, man. You know, decked out with your hat on.
If the soreness lingers, would at any point you consider resting him for a full week, resting him for a game?
Who's that?
For Peyton?
I mean, if he can play, I mean, if he can go out and do all the things he normally does, and I mean, we need him to lead our football team. So, you know, that's every player. I mean, we want to be at full strength in everything we do. And but at the same time, if you think a guy can't go out there and do the job that he normally does, and you know, you can make the decision accordingly, regardless of who the player is.
With the emphasis on cutting penalties this week, how important is it a guy like Malik take that to heart, because he plays to the edge but sometimes goes over?
Yeah, it's just constant reminders. You know, we had a couple things happened in practice today. We got to remind guys, you know. So Malik, any player, you know, Malik's been playing really well, doing a good job, and got a lot of guys doing good jobs, but we have to continue to stay on ourselves, I guess is the best way to put it, so that we can – take this back half of the season and continue to play some good football, but cut back on the things that have been hurting us.
Malik had the J.J. Watt-like pass swats in this last game.
You know,
the common denominator there?
Well, I think it is. You know, I mean, first off, as a player, you've got to, you know, take to what a coach is trying to get you to do. And Bill hammers it all the time. And I think also it's the way you practice. I know I go back years ago, it used to drive me crazy as an offensive guy, guys batting down balls in practice. And then I finally realized as a head coach, if you don't let them do it in practice, they're not going to do it in a game. So we teach it, we do it, we work on it. Bill's you know, everywhere Bill has been, his players have done that, and our guys have responded to that.
Coach, Sunday, 37 dropbacks, 14 rushes. Is that something that you –
yeah, you know, that's 17 to nothing is what that is, you know. So hopefully we don't get ourselves put in that position. But, you know, when we run the ball well, we played pretty good offensively. And when we haven't, you know, we have not been in, you know, very good shape. So, and last week was a good indicator of that. So hopefully we can get back to balance. You know, you got to do what you got to do to win, but don't want to get put in that situation again.
What are your thoughts on the line, offensive lines play, and what are your plans at left tackle going forward?
Well, we continue to do what we're doing. I mean, Ryan and Columbus will continue to split time. I think offensive line-wise, I think we have improved. You know, we need to probably be a little bit more consistent in our improvement. I mean, we show some improvement, and then we may take a step back, you know. So we just need more consistency in what we're doing. This will be a few weeks now that we've worked together, you know, had good practice time together. So we should continue to improve. But we got to play a little better than we did last week. You know, we didn't give ourselves much room to run the ball. So that'll be, you know, utmost importance this week.
Is some of that home and road?
Well, obviously, when you go play, you know, when you go play at Indy, you better game plan to play at Indy. You can't do things you think you can do at home. The edges get short. And we had some negative runs because of upfield players on our tight ends and tackles in the game. And that's what I was disappointed about. So, yeah, I mean, it's you're obviously should be better off at home just because of cadence and those type of things. But you still got to go out there and run and block and do all the things to be successful.
Do you have a common denominator in some of those negative runs? I think you're 48
well,
now, or 48.
Yeah, 48 it's the most I've ever been around, you know. And I think, you know, some of it's a little bit of running the ball out of the pistol because the ball's so deep. but they can't be an excuse, you know. And last week I can think of two big negative runs, one being backed up. Not only was it a negative play, but we had a holding call in the same play. And I think of a big negative run with Ronnie going to our left. I can't remember what point of the game it was, but, you know, you can't have that. I mean, if you're running the football, you got to get the ball at least back to the line of scrimmage and keep yourself in second and 10 anyway.
With Tlaib on the reserve was for this game, when do you expect to make a move?
Well, I don't know that we will. You know, I mean, I think we have to – what we always do is see where we're at suit-up-wise. So, you know, are you going to – expose a player, or you're going to, you know what I mean? You know, I think it all depends how you're going to go into the game and play. So we're preparing everybody like we always do. John and I will sit down and talk about it Friday. Obviously, Nixon's name would come up, you know, as we get closer to game day, but it still gets down to who will suit up.
You said Monday that you would evaluate Ronnie and CJ and mm-hmm. see throughout the week. Have you made that evaluation?
I'm going to go look at practice today. We're very competitive in practice today, very physical. You know, I'm trying to keep them that way. You know, I want them hungry to be on the field and be the guy. So we'll go back and look at it. Me and Eric will talk about it. They're both going to play. Who starts? You know, we'll make that decision between now and game time.
Coach, how has Barrett looked? He's got a start. His first start was huge. And then how has he looked every down on film to you the past few weeks?
Well, he's going to play more than he's ever played. So I think we're going to find out a lot about him here, you know, over the course of the next few weeks, because now you know you're the starter. You know you're going to play a lot. So we'll see. But his work has been really good. And we really need Shane Ray to step up for us and this football team here, you know, so it's good to have him coming back. So, you know, the group's got to play well. However that pans out, the group needs to play well. Lorente needs to play better. Kenny may get involved outside, so we just need them to do their job as a group.
CJ has improved his per carry average last couple mm-hmm. weeks. What do you think that's attributable to?
I don't know. You know, he's working hard, had a few more opportunities. I think he's run a little bit better the last couple weeks, so I think he ran really good today in practice. So, you know, maybe his work's paying off, so it's bouncing back.
Coach, can you talk about last one, military right. members you've had out here today?
Yeah, that was
what
kind of
you guys did
yeah.
with them?
I think they had a big luncheon for him. You know, that was the biggest thing, right, Patrick? We just obviously want them to understand how important they are to us and how much they mean to us. And I think the organization's done a great job in the past and would like to continue that. I think that's very special. Hopefully we'll get a few more out here next year, but have them come be a part of our practice. And for us as a staff and players and everybody to stop and, you know, think about them, remember them, and spend some time with them. A good day, you know, a very good time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, y'all have a good day.